Hi, this is Brian Knowlton with the Busy Appraiser Podcast. Thanks for listening to us. This is our third episode, and I finally have a new microphone. So this one has noise canceling. Really interested to see how it's going to sound. The audio levels appear to be off the charts, so hopefully I'm not talking too loud. But it really seems to be much better than all the other options I've tried. So this one's a noise-canceling headset that I just got from Radio Shack. I think it's, I don't even have the name of it here. Oh, here it is. It's called a Voice Star, and it's a headset for landlines, telephones and stuff, but it's a noise canceling microphone, so hopefully that will reduce all the road noise for the most part. So anyhow, I'm completely hands-free, just driving down the freeways of Southern California, giving my appraisal marketing tips, appraiser company marketing tips, and today what I'm going to talk about is, you know, it's a new year, happy 2011, it's time to get focused, and if you're looking to remain an appraiser or get more work, then, you know, I'm going to teach you the marketing techniques that work for me. I'm going to start off with the appraisal management companies, just because you know, if you're really looking to get the most work in the shortest amount of time, signing up to the appraisal management companies, although a lengthy process, I could almost guarantee that, you know, if you're all set up properly, you submit to the primary appraisal management companies, then, you know, you'll get work. There's no doubt about it, unless there's just no work available in your area, which then you're going to have to consider some other options. So the way to get organized to submit to the appraisal management companies is you need to create a folder on your desktop and on your computer desktop. And inside the folder, you're going to want to put all the essential stuff that they ask for when you're submitting to the AMC, the application. You're going to want a copy of your license, copy of your E&O, a signed W-9, which you can get online at, just search for electronic W-9 or something similar to that. You'll need to print that, sign it, and you can scan it and save it as a PDF, put that in that folder. If you don't have a scanner, you're going to want to fax that to yourself or take it somewhere and have them, you know, scan it and email it to you or something. But you're going to want that W-9 in a PDF format. Along with that, you're going to create a file, and a notepad file is completely fine. You could go to your start button, start menu, or however you'd make a little document. I prefer notepad because you could cut and paste stuff easily. You don't have to worry about the text formatting, anything like that. You just create a .txt file. On Windows machines, you go to Start, Programs, Accessories, Notepad. And right at the top, you're going to want to put your license number, the expiration, the license level, like certified appraised or certified residential, certified general, or licensed. And then you're going to put your E&O carrier, the policy and the expiration date as well. Below that, you might want to put three references that you used recently. They could be possibly other AMCs that don't mind you using their name and address and phone number. or other clients that you work with, or have worked with in the past. You put that information into the document. Just space these all out and title it, you know, just make it really easy to find that information when you need it. And if you have the ability of making a copy of a list, like if it's a PDF, you know, you could just highlight the entire document by like hitting Control A when you have the document open and you've clicked on it, select all, or drag your mouse down the whole document, or just like the list of the AMCs, and then paste that into your notepad. So now you have your license, your E&O, some references, and your list of appraisal management companies, because you're going to want to keep everything in one nice location when you're putting usernames and passwords and all that type of stuff. Another piece of software that really helps me out is RoboForm. I believe you could get it at RoboForm.com. That's R-O-B-O-F-O-R-M, as in Mary.com. And if you read the documentation, it could really speed up the sign-up process. You could pre-populate your keys, so you could just hit a key and your license will be filled in. You'll hit a key and your address will be filled in. Oh yeah, as well as on the top of that notepad, you're going to want to have your name, your company name, your address, your phone number, your fax number, any information that you think the appraisal management companies are going to request, you're going to want to put there. So as you're filling out your application, if they ask something different or out of the ordinary, like what year were you licensed or what year were you certified or, you know, how many years experience do you have, things like that, you could add that to your list, your text file. So when you're signing up, you know, you could just cut and paste that information in quickly. You could have two windows open side by side so you can see them both, and just cut and paste, cut and paste, cut and paste. The fastest way to cut and paste is highlight with your left mouse button, hit Control C on your computer, Control and then C. That's cut. And then when you paste into a field, you're going to hit Control V. That's paste. Control and then V is in Victor. And that will speed up your sign-up process quite a bit. Just following those simple steps by getting organized, you know, you're going to be ahead of the game. By using something like RoboForm, you know, if you want to learn the software to make that process even easier, that's great. But if you just use RoboForm alone as a plugin for Internet Explorer or Mozilla Firefox, you'll be able to save your username and passwords. And believe me, it's a pain in the butt to look up a username and password every time you get an appraisal request. Much easier just to click on your little RoboForm tab in your browser after it's installed. Click on login, select the company that you're trying to log into, it'll automatically put that data, your username and password, in. It's an encrypted file that's stored on your computer, so you don't have to worry about that data slipping away from you. But it will really help you with your username and passwords. The only drawback is, if you're going to be using it for the appraisal management companies, I think the first 20 passwords are free. You'll go over that so quickly that, you know, you're going to have to get the pro version. I think that's, I'm not positive, maybe $20 or $30, might only be $10, but you're going to have to check that out, RoboForm.com. But that's a great way to get started, prepared to work on a list, and it will speed up the process. It'll allow you to get less fatigued. But you are going to want to have, you know, a way to scan in documents for this process. So, you know, as I said about the W9, that was your first step of getting something scanned in, or if you have a fax machine, that's good enough. What you're going to need to do throughout the sign-up process is print some additional contracts with the appraisal management companies, sign them, and then either fax them back or fax them to yourself, excuse me, or fax them someplace online, so you could get them as a PDF to email them back. But if you have any questions on this, feel free at any time to visit appraiserincome.com and just send me an email or send me a message off the contact, or just see the blog about getting organized for the appraisal management companies, the podcast, I mean. This is the third podcast. You could always just comment right in there, which would actually help me out as well. I love getting those comments. And I could respond to you right there. So when the next appraiser has the same similar questions, it might already be answered for them. So if you enjoyed this podcast, please rate me accordingly on iTunes. I'd really appreciate it. And until next time, have a good day appraising out there. Thanks.